games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 132 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills Podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us www.patreon.com/grills. I am Linda, also known as True Noob, and I'm joined by my co-host September, also known as 9 of 12.
Hello, hello, hello.
The Jen unfortunately couldn't join us tonight because of her new work schedule. I guess it's not unfortunately because she's got a job now, but she just got her new work schedule and it's all wacky. So we're going to probably be changing up our live streaming time, but we will keep everyone updated on that. So what have you been up to this week, Ember?
Well, first I want to apologize to our live listeners, but our podcast listeners will have all our fancy special effects. I couldn't do that live tonight. I have been up to, I watched Game of Thrones. I got a jewelry commission for Tina Ibbett for a gift for a friend of hers, which was really, that made me so happy. You know, I gave her a Christmas gift of something I made her. I made her a survivor bracelet. She's a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And she loved it, and she wanted to buy someone something, and she contacted me. So it's nice to have my work appreciated. Mm-hmm. Trust Your Cape is going back into production soon. That was more good news this week.
Excellent.
Yes. I got the first issue of American Gods comic. I've only read like two pages because I was going to read it before the show and I had to set up stream instead. And also today I spent a lot of time, I came home, I was going to make dinner and then my fridge died.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like par for the course. Every week on Geek Grills, another appliance
dies.
Find
out what appliance has died at Ember's house this week.
Yeah. Like my oven still doesn't work. We had to finally replace the dishwasher, and now the fridge.
It's the world's worst game show.
Right? It's like the opposite of a game show. Instead of winning appliances, they're going out my door.
Yeah. Sorry, for listeners, I suddenly have a root beer float. My husband just came in, and all of a sudden, just onto the screen, it was like, whoop.
Drink floating in. Float floating in.
Float floating in.
So I had to run over to the Habitat for Humanity store quick before it closed, borrow cash from a friend to pay for the delivery tomorrow, because they don't deliver, and I did manage to find a fridge, though, which is an upgrade from the fridge I have, and I got it for like $325, so that is going to make me happy tomorrow, but in the meantime, between getting home with my son from school at 3 and now, I've had to clear out my refrigerator, borrow some coolers, get some ice, get the band ready to go and set up the stream, and make notes because we had a guest, we thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
okay,
sorry.
Well,
didn't read the comic.
They'll be next week. They'll be fine.
I went to a doctor today. Again, I went to get a second opinion about an ENT back in October found a cyst on my vocal cords.
Mm-mm.
And then the online medical sus said I had a polyp. I'm like, all right, those are different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that doctor was like, do you talk much, like, for a living? I said, yes. I work in politics, and I am on 3 podcasts. And he's like, oh. And mm-hmm. I was like, and I've been losing my voice fairly regularly. And I was like, well, I mean, you don't really need to do anything about this. What? So
yeah.
I went to get a second opinion. This guy agrees with me because of my awareness of my voice, my losing my singing voice. I mean, I went from a 4-octave range to half an octave. And it's been going on for many, many years. And now I use my voice more and more with podcasting that he believes it's worth fixing. And though he feels like he could do a good job of removing the cyst, he's sending me to a laryngologist. Just specialist, like an even more specialist, so that they could do the surgery and repair the vocal cord to the best quality possible.
Good.
So that's in June, unless somebody cancels before then. And then I'll probably have to take it's an outpatient procedure, but I imagine I will still need to rest my voice for a little while at that point. And hopefully I can afford to do it somehow.
Yeah. You may have to rest your voice too, which is going to be interesting for you doing your podcasting. I mean, while we're streaming, if you know a sign language, you could do the sign language, but that's not going to work for our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine I will probably have to take some sort of leave. It was funny. He was asking questions about abusive voice behaviors. Like, do you yell and shout and, you know, talk all day? I'm like, no. I talk into a microphone a few hours a week. And when I'm training people and I don't have that kind of gig right now, I might. But I don't yell at people and I don't, you know, I'm not coaching Little League or something. But yeah, I only smoke a few cigarettes a day, but I got to quit that too. It doesn't seem to be shrinking. Whether it's growing, this doctor doesn't know because he's only seen it once. But it's pretty big. Like, if your vocal cords are kind of like an upside-down V, mm-hmm. and one entire, almost the entire half of one side has a giant cyst on it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. But, I mean, good news. Hopefully they can fix it. Hopefully they'll deem it medically necessary so insurance covers it. Otherwise, I'm screwed. And it's not a nodule or a polyp, which is mixed news. I mean, A, that means it's not cancerous, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But yeah. B, they can't justify the surgery as a biopsy.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, all that. Yay.
Yay. So for my week, obviously during the weekend, I went to my Garden of Destiny's LARP. It was super fun, but it was way colder than I was expecting. Like, I didn't pay enough attention to the weather. And so, like, I was just piling on all of my costuming in layers. And I'm like, you know what? At least it still looks okay. And I was fortunate that I brought my, like, 30-degree sleeping bag. But ooh. I was actually kind of happy that I had to leave early. Because on Sunday, I went and spent Easter with my parents. So I didn't stay for a Saturday night. I actually, like, I stayed at game until about, I want to say, like, 1:30, and then I packed up my car and drove 2 hours home, and then collapsed into bed for, like, 5 hours.
So you didn't have to do the Easter cooking, I hope.
No. That was all okay. My mom. She made us delicious ham and other things.
I did ham, too.
Deviled eggs and all that good stuff.
I had to use my electric roaster, but I made a ham. Yeah.
So I was actually, like, really happy that I just got to sleep in my own warm bed the second night, because I was like, it's too cold. I couldn't wear my new costume. I had a spring dress, but it wasn't spring.
Oh.
It was winter again. And then, obviously, Sunday night, I watched Game of Thrones. Lots of fun.
Yeah, that was very emotional.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, this week is our lab week at work, which is the, like, lab appreciation thing. Apparently, it's also known as swag week at my work. Because I've received a monogram jacket and a monogram backpack.
With, like, your monogram? Or, like,
no,
some,
like,
your
their,
company?
Their, oh, okay. Their company name. And I'm just like, that's real nice. These are really nice. And they cater every day.
Sweet.
Like, I'm just like, we're getting spoiled. Getting so spoiled. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, like, what the rest of it is for, or not for it. I don't know what the rest of, like, the swag is, but I didn't ask because I kind of want to be surprised.
Well, yeah.
But tomorrow we get barbecue. So delicious.
Like pulled pork style.
Yeah, like, catered in for us. I'm very, very happy. Like, I liked this job anyway, like, much better than any other job I've ever had, but this has just made it even better.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm super happy right now. They really, really care about their employees, and they, like, go to great lengths to show their appreciation, obviously, and they make sure that we're taken care of. So, this is, they're a great company.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm super happy.
So glad you switched jobs.
Yes. I think I mentioned before that I kind of realized I was miserable at my last job. And I'm not anymore, so there's that. So I guess since the gen is up to working, that is what the gen is up to.
Yes, the gen is up to working a new job and getting ready to go to Vegas for Viva TMS Vegas.
So that's what she's doing. And with that, I guess we can head on to the news.
News team, assemble!
Geek Grills Grapevine.
So what have we here? I did not have time to grab a news story.
So we only have one this week.
We only have one, but that's
okay. This might be a really short episode, folks.
It's all right.
So I've been hearing a lot about this Samsung, you know, this big deal with this foldable phone, right? Yeah, now they gotta delay the release. This phone is $2,000, and the screen has been, people have been using it, like, 2 days, and the screens are failing.
Well.
So, yeah, you'd think, the Galaxy Fold, right? Like, it was a big deal, and they had this big launch. You'd think they do more market testing than 2 days worth? Their estimates of how long and how many folds it could take and how many hours was way the hell off. And so within a few days of giving it to reviewers, they're having to delay the release. Yeah.
I just don't know. $2,000. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, how can it be that important? I mean, honestly, my son has... He's a little ahead of the curve, right? He's got the Z99 phone, which is an Apex. But it's not a... The screen doesn't fold. It's got a hinge and a bezeled inside. But it does what this does. It folds closed, and when you, you know, and you can fold it backward and use it like a phone screen, or you can open it up to full size, and then it's like using a tablet. And he's loved it. Because when he's trying to do homework and he's on the bus, he needs that little more screen has made all the difference. So why is it so important that the actual screen folds for people? I do not understand. And the one that's supposed to be coming out, like Huawei was putting out, or Huawei, I don't know. Theirs, I understand, was going to fold the other way, so the screen was in the outside. Who thinks that's a good idea? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're just like, I guess they're just trying something new. They're trying a bunch of new things and like throwing it at the wall like spaghetti to see what sticks.
I guess, but I mean, at that price point, like the Huawei one is expected to sell at $2,600. And that's the one that folds backwards, so the screens are on like both sides.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why is it this important?
I don't know.
So, yes, are foldable phones ready? No.
Nope. That'd be a big old nope-a-rooney.
Nope. So, look at something like the X99 if you really want your tablet and your phone to be the same thing. I mean, give it a while. This tech is not ready.
Yeah. Maybe one day, but maybe by the time they get that figured out, we'll realize we don't want it, and they'll have to move on to something else.
Yeah. If only Steve Jobs were around. I mean, honestly, he's really, really much better than these people seem to be at predicting what people want before they know they want it, without doing anything completely asinine like this. Yeah, and Gentech is in the chat, and he was talking about Huawei, and this
Huawei. Okay.
At least in this article, it is spelled differently than I am used to seeing Huawei spelled.
All right, so, that was our short news segment. And hey, you know, let us know if you like shorter news segments, let us know, and we'll just pick one, like, one story or something, and, you know... We can shift, we can change it up.
Yeah, we're actually already discussing completely changing the format of the show. So if you have ideas and suggestions, please hit us up.
Yep. So we're getting into our topic, which is basically endgame hype. So if you're not a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, this episode might not be for you. So basically what I have done is, in our show notes, I have copy and pasted the Wikipedia list of all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. So I want to kind of pick our top three, like, okay, of the previous movies, and then we can get into, like, what we think's gonna happen, who you think's gonna bite it, that kind of stuff.
And I saw, I posted an article we might want to talk about a little bit. I mean, it's too late to watch them all leading up, but there are a lot of lists and a lot of different takes on the order things happen and the best way to watch these films to mm-hmm. get ready.
Well, I'm sure you have the people that are like, you watch them in order. And then you have the people that are like, you watch them in chronological order.
Like, well, there's a guy, apparently, I heard about it on TMS the other day, that has put together an actual, like, multiple screens having all the movies and different DVDs. And there are parts where you stop one movie, watch a part of another movie, mm-hmm. watch the other two simultaneously for a little while, go back to that one, like... You have too much time on your hands.
That's too much. That's a little bit too much for me. It's just a little bit too much. Not to mention the fact that technically you have to include Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in there. Because yes. It's in the universe.
And some of these lists that I was looking at today include the TV stuff and some don't.
Yeah, it's so hard. So basically they've broken up the Infinity Saga, is what it's called, into three phases, where you have the movies from 2008 to 2012 is phase one, 2013 to 2015 is phase two, and then 2016 to 2019 is phase three. So, in your, let's say, I didn't give Ember any warning that I was going to do this, so just, your top three, let's start with your, like, third place for the previous movies.
And then I'll give you
my third place.
There's more than three I want to get in there. I'm gonna say Iron Man, third place.
The first one, I'm assuming?
Yes, the first one. Mm-hmm. For the movie quality, for Robert Downey Jr., for Marvel having the brilliance to pull off a second-rate hero very few people in common parlance knew who it was, and launch this universe that way, mm-hmm. it was just incredibly well-executed.
Cool.
Like, that's history.
Mm-hmm.
In movies.
So my third place pick, and this is difficult for me. I actually went back and forth on my three. But my third place is Black Panther. I really loved how they were very respectful of the cultures that they were that they put into the movie, that they like, the costume design was amazing. The story, though, I could see the beats of it coming, was still very enjoyable for me. And T'Challa is just a cinnamon bun. I mean, a cinnamon bun with claws, but he's just a cinnamon bun.
Okay, so two. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a hard time in my brain, like, Guardians feels so separate to me still. You know what I mean? Like, I want it in there, but it doesn't feel like part of the same world. I guess because they're really now just starting to cross them up, right, in the last
Even in Infinity War, it was a very separate story from everything else that seemed to be going on. I mean, obviously, they were trying to weave it all in together. But they are. It's a different tone. I mean, all the movies are different tones, but it was a very different tone than most of the other movies.
Yeah, I think I put Black Panther at two.
And what did you like about it?
We had a whole episode on Black Panther.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And people can go back and check that out. We had a wonderful guest, Curtis LaRocque, for that. Well, the cultural thing is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I love the way when, like, you got to Wakanda and treating African culture the way they did, but, I mean, they're so futuristic because of their access, you know, well, their technological advancement and their access to those materials, mm-hmm. but it kept this traditional flavor and color scheme with this super high-tech interesting stuff, and the story. I mean, that kind of, you know, bad guy in quotes, right? Where mm-hmm. you could empathize with him in a situation and how he came to be that way. And that was such an American story.
Yep, it was.
That it addressed racism without being some kind of heavy-handed shit, right? It's just this way of life exists and this is what it keeps producing. And mm-hmm. him, the decisions he had to make and the relationship and T'Challa and what he learned from that is going to make him a better ruler and the not, and then the addressing like world topics. I mean, I think they did all of these things without being too heavy handed, you know, that isolationism versus, you know, and nationalism, versus, you know, world, diplomacy
mm-hmm.
and sharing things was really, really inspiring to me to see. I mean, this is what we have heroes for. People who are like, get your politics out of my superhero comics. You haven't been paying attention ever.
Yeah. They've been in there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Hate to break it to you.
But it's kind of like, these are things we aspire to. These are the kind of stories we have. We, you know, want to be heroes. And there, it belongs there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was another important story in a lot of ways.
So my number two pick is Captain Marvel. I really, really enjoyed that movie. It was, I mean, the kind of like 90s nostalgia thing was funny to me because that I grew up in that era.
Yeah.
So I knew all the songs and everything. And like I recognized all the little like nods and jokes. But I just really love like the kind of evolution of her character because she does start off as this kind of like almost two-dimensional like person. And then you realize it's because she literally has no memories to like give her a personality. She's just what she has learned. And then as she gets back to Earth and she starts regaining her memories, she's kind of sassy all the way through the movie, but like she just kind of grows into this actual three-dimensional person. And I really like her character. It's like, I came out of the movie going, I want to be her friend. I want her to be my friend.
Yeah.
Cause she's just really cool. And obviously wicked awesome powers. So I like how it's changed from the comics. I thought it was a good adaptation. And it tied it in very nicely with like the Infinity Stones and what's going on. So yeah, that is my number two pick. So
number one.
What is your number one?
It's so hard. Like, I feel like I cannot... I loved the Avengers so much better than a bunch of the other ones. So much more than Thor, so much more than some of the Captain America ones. Age of Ultron sucked. but it's not... The story's not finished yet. So I can't say. I've been bouncing around my head like how much I love Doctor Strange. So weird, so avant-garde, but not really fantastic. It was a pretty standard hero's journey. And I'll watch it every time it's on because it's that much fun. But I think I'm going to give Captain Marvel number one. Mm-hmm. Carol Danvers being a hero before she ever had powers, being what you, what the end lesson was in that, mm-hmm. is just unbeatable as far as being able to relate to something. I can forgive the little retcons they did very, very easily.
Yep.
But I freaking, yeah. Captain Marvel's topping the list right now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that changes after Endgame, right? Oh, which, by the way, is just a little aside. The first kind of reviews are coming out. I haven't read any of them because I don't want to get spoiled. But it's got a 9.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it should be real good.
Well, it's like, I'm really curious, and I'm having trouble. We've had a lot of theories about how this is going to pan out. Like me and my husband and my friends talk about it, but Captain Marvel in particular being added, because mm-hmm. she's like cosmic power, yeah. like so OP. Oh,
did you see the picture of Brie Larson at the premiere?
No,
she had 5 rings with the different colors and a bracelet with a big gold gem on it. So it was like, it was jewelry that was like the Infinity Stone, the gauntlet. Oh. I was just like, I love you so much.
That is so great.
Mm-hmm. But going back to the thing, my number one Marvel movie is and might always be Captain America: Winter Soldier, because I liked the tone shift of it from the first Captain America movie, because obviously that was like a very much like a war film, and
yeah, this being one a period like, film was super yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and this one was very much like a spy film, and it was very intricate, and obviously you had the emotional kind of punch with Steve's best friend coming back as this brainwashed assassin. And the music was really good. And I really enjoyed it. And this was the movie that kind of got me into the MCU, like proper, because like Iron Man, I've never liked Tony Stark just as a person.
Well, he's not a good person. I mean,
yeah, it seemed like every movie he was like a little bit better, but he always started off as a pretentious prick. So I never really liked the Iron Man movies. Thor was okay. I liked Captain America, but it was, you know, I like Captain America. People can see behind me my shield pillow. And then, like, Iron Man 3, I was meh. Thor the Dark World, which was after that, was meh. And then this one came out. And then I was like, I need to start paying attention. Because there are callbacks to other things in other movies. And I can't wait to see what they're coming up with next. So that was really, like, the MCU was okay to me before that. But after Winter Soldier, I was like, I am ready for these movies now.
I think of the Captain America focused ones, I love the period thing in Winter Soldier, and I liked Civil War for story, but mm-hmm. I've always had the same trouble with Captain America that I kind of have with Superman in DC, right? He's just too good.
He's too good.
It's not interesting for someone to be that just good and never seemed to. And that's why Civil War, at least there was a little bit of, I mean, even though, because other people had different opinions about what the right thing to do was, mm-hmm. so at least it had that element. But he's just so boring. He's like, I always do the right thing because it's the right thing, and I am completely unselfish in all circumstances. Like, that's not human. And Steve Rogers was human, so he's even less excusable than Superman. At least he was a fucking alien. Like, real you people know, have conflict and decide whether to be good or not.
It, you know, I'm gonna say, and obviously I will defend Captain America because I like yes. Captain America, but it is literally said in the first Avenger that the serum takes whatever you have and amps it up to 11. So he was already a Boy Scout. Now he's a Super Boy Scout, so...
Excuse me.
It's kind of par for the course.
But he was also, like, a scrawny little bullied thing, and they, you know... He wanted to join up, right? But he was basically...
What is a 90-pound asthmatic? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yes, you can experiment on me because I just want to be able to do the thing. And like, shouldn't he have some kind of, I don't know, from leftover from having been scrawny instead of just, dun-da-da, I'm a hero now.
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely more, like, human in the Marvel, like, cinematic universe than he is in the comics. In the comics, he is definitely, I do good all time.
Oh yeah,
he at least has a little bit more character in the movies.
Yeah, they've definitely done a good job with that. So he is at least somewhat interesting compared to, I mean, the comics. It was a tool. I mean, there was a lot of propaganda in comics in those days.
Yep. So he kind of had to be infallible at the time that that his character was made. Yes. So. There is that. You do have to take into history and what time these comics came out for characterizations.
Yeah, and I think Bucky is the closest thing to him not just doing the easy right thing.
Right. Yeah. Because definitely wanted to save his best friend, so there is that.
Regardless of, man, that bugger's doing a lot of damage and he's broken! He's very broken.
So broken. Like, I came out of the movie theater after Winter Soldier, and I was like, I kind of want to give Bucky Barnes a hug, but I think he'd kill me.
Yeah. He's so broken, it's going to take Wakandans to fix him.
Yep. So, let's talk about our thoughts on Endgame and what we think may or may not happen, because... I've only seen, like, two of the trailers because I was trying to stay away from them, but apparently they put fake footage in the trailers.
Just outright fake footage?
It's footage that's not going to be used in the movies, apparently.
So it's cut some of it, or they made it up.
Right. Some of the footage is not real. And I was just like, that's very clever. Good on you. That's very clever.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? Well,
we get
Peter Parker back because he's got a movie coming out and it has been spoiled and revealed, but it takes place after this.
I was like, unless they're going back in time, which they do on occasion for movies.
It has apparently been revealed that it chronologically comes after.
Yeah, so it's
I don't know why they let that slip.
Who knows? Maybe to give people hope. I don't know.
Maybe. But... I mean, I've heard some other interesting theories because we are dealing with space and time alteration, maybe alternate universes. Some of these actors, their contracts are coming up.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr., I believe, is not doing any more movies. I don't think... I should know his actual name.
I'll miss him. Chris Evans?
Chris Evans, yeah. I don't think he's doing any more... But I was real excited to hear that Sebastian Stan and the guy that plays Sam, Falcon, they're doing basically a buddy cop like TV series with with Winter Soldier and Falcon. And I'm like, I will watch all of that.
That sounds wild.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I hope they do a good job. Marvel hasn't done so great with the TV stuff. That sounds like a great comic.
Yeah. But that begs the question, where's Steve? So it's like, I think Iron Man might be biting it, and I think as much as it pains my heart, Captain America might not survive Endgame.
Well, here's another theory being bandied about with it not being the end of the story. And it has been said, it's not the end of the story. Yes, it's called Endgame, but the Marvel Cinematic Universe is not being closed up, even beyond just Spider-Man. They're like, no, there's also other things coming. And if they have to switch actors, maybe they'll do that here. With the crazy space-time, like a way to bring back those that we have lost without having to kill a bunch of people outright or completely lose continuity if you ever want to have that character in a movie again. Maybe it's an alternate universe version and that's how they could bring in the new actors.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Like, in that universe, it wasn't Steve. It was some other guy.
It's going to be weird and wacky.
Who,
I mean,
the serum, took to and he went the right path.
It's also possible that they're going to do the thing where they basically pass off the mantle to another character. Like, I know in the comics...
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen with Iron Man. I mean, the setup is all there for that.
I know in the comics, I think Falcon gets it for a while. Gets Captain America for a while. I think Bucky Barnes is Captain America for a while. There's Ironheart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who is that? I really, 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 really want the little kid from Captain Marvel to be Ironheart. I want her to be Ironheart. She is now the right age in continuity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and she's smart. She likes to build things. It was but all I, set up.
Yeah, I think there was another hero, though, that already has that name. We talked about it in the Captain Marvel spoilers, because it came up in an article. That hero already exists, that girl, in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So that'd be a huge retcon to make her Ironheart instead.
She eventually, like, in comic continuity, she takes up the mantle of Captain Marvel, is what that character is.
Okay.
Yeah, that name... It's not the same character, because I think she's, like, her best friend in the comics.
And this was her daughter,
best friend's daughter, but that name in that continuity takes up the mantle of Captain Marvel. I mean, there's also the possibility that Shuri could become Ironheart.
Yes. I think that would be a fantastic pick. I mean, she'd grasp that tech very quickly.
She'd make it better.
Yes.
She'd be like, that's like, real nice.
She's the only one that's got better tech.
Yeah. It's a real nice suit there. Let me tweak that and make it better.
Exactly.
I'm interested to see Hawkeye's character, because apparently he's gone into the Ronin characterization of him. Which, that's the name of that character, is the Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I saw that first trailer, and I looked at him, and I was like, those are the eyes of a man who's lost every single one of his family.
And, like, he was minding his own business for a while and everything.
It's just like... Thanos is just gonna get an arrow to the face. Gonna be like, you done fucked up, man!
Yeah, he will not make the mistake of not going for the head.
Right between the eyes.
So I learned something about the Thanos story, and I heard it reiterated because I did see a trailer when I went to see Shazam, which I did finally see, by the way. Loved it. And everybody who thinks DC can't make movies, stop it now, please.
as soon as DC stops trying to be grimdark, they make good movies.
Right?
Yeah.
that was great. And, I mean, Aquaman was good. So, anyway, I learned something about Thanos and from the comics. And then when I saw this trailer, they used the same language. And I always thought it only made sense to me. Like, what he was doing was he was snapping his fingers and ridding half of sentient life. Right? Like, civilized peoples.
Yeah.
That's not the case. It is 50% of all living things. Creatures. That's a whole nother... That takes away all the justification for, Thanos was right. right? Like, you have this idea that you're overpopulating and people are oppressed because there's not enough to go around and blah, blah, blah. If you kill half the animals, too, you're ditching resources.
Eating? Yeah, what are they eating?
Yeah, I mean, anything that eats animals and animals that lived and are coexistent with plants and help them flourish, you're disrupting ecosystems and diets, and it just completely throws out the window that he's any justification for, like, yeah, that's the right thing to do. It makes it just more, nope, he's actually fucking insane.
Yep. So I'm going to put this in, like, game terms. He has you have traits, right? You have, like, conviction and compassion and, like, you know, the kind of virtue. He has conviction of 5, which is the highest you can have, and, like, a compassion of 3. So it's like you...
Because I was like, wait... We have so many living organisms inside and on our bodies that help us survive. Even ditch a half of that, everybody's gonna get really fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what's left of people will be not well.
I'm so, like, at the very, like, start, I think it was the end of the first Avengers movie where you saw the first, like, glimpse of Thanos. And they were talking about courting death. Like, I thought they were going to go with the, like, he's actually trying to court the personification of death.
Which I've actually read some of those comics.
Yeah, which it would have been an interesting story, but this is also an interesting story. I'm still wondering if they're going to kind of bring in something in that
would make more sense of what he was doing than his supposed noble cause he was making of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Turned out, if they gave us that, he was actually doing this to court death and really villainized him more,
mm-hmm.
you know, hard.
Because maybe they retconned it, but I remember that very distinctly in, like, the first Avengers, like, the one of the Stingers. And I'm like, it would also be interesting if, like, the personification of death showed up and was like, this guy has fucked up everything. Yeah. I'm also interested to see if they do anything in the soul realm.
I feel like they have to.
Yeah.
If they're going to recover anyone.
Because guess who's there who knows how to traverse place like that? T'Challa is there. And that's like the purple world that he went to in Black Panther. That's kind of, I think it's connected.
Yeah. And that was another thing. Right after Infinity War came out, my husband and I talked a lot about, okay, who did we lose and who did we not lose? And mm-hmm. that could build some interesting stories of how they're going to bring it back together, because, like, all the magic users are gone to, mm-hmm. but we don't know to where. And so as far as getting a path back to, say, more the mundane realm of heroes, because all the, like, the first ones are still here.
Mm-hmm.
The first Avengers we saw, and they're all, like, superpower people, but they're not the mystical ones.
Yeah.
So you would need someone more mystical, I think, on the other side of whatever the hell happened mm-hmm. to build that bridge.
Yeah, it's just going to be more people meeting each other. It's just like Doctor Strange is going to be like, hello, nice to meet you. Let's figure out what we're doing here.
And he's got to be a key factor in this mm-hmm. because, I mean,
I honestly
he made
do
that
think,
call.
Yeah, I do think it's Thanos has to have thought he won. And then they have to get the time gem back or the space gem or both. And then they have to, like, reverse it, which I have said before, I'm not a big fan of time travel stories, but it's going to be some sort of whoobity-jew that they have to do. They can't just beat him up. They tried that and it didn't work, but maybe Captain Marvel just, like, zot him full of Tesseract energy. Just be like, you killed a bunch of people, including my friend. Because she was friends with Fury, and Fury is dusted, so...
Yeah.
Spoilers. Spoilers, I guess.
Oh, well... I really don't feel... I know you think they're going to kill Tony. Or you theorize they're going to kill Tony. I did see a trailer with him in it, and it looks like that's what's going on, but I can't see them using the trailer they did and then... it not having a redemption, somebody swooping in and getting it at the last moment, especially because we know Captain Marvel's on her way in.
Are you talking about the trailer where he's in the ship by himself?
Yeah.
And that's
running out
of
water
and
running out of everything.
I mean, that might be some of the fake footage, in my opinion, because he's with Nebula right now. And she can get him back to Earth. Although that might not be from the beginning of the movie.
And I don't know that she would do that anyway. She wanted to go straight for Thanos.
True, but again, it's hard because now that there's this, it may even just be a rumor, but the seed of some of what you see may not be in the movie. Because you see her walking with them to a ship on Earth. So it's like, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. And I don't want to be spoiled, so I'm not, like, digging all over the place looking, but, like, next week, I'm going to look back at this episode and go, oh, my God, I sounded so dumb. Like, because everything's going to make sense next week.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to see it Thursday. We have tickets for a 7 o'clock showing. So, whenever you get to see it.
Yeah, we plan to go Thursday. But we've got, I think my husband is, to pull that off, we're going to have to leave work. He's going to have to leave work early to get back here in time, and I might have to still meet him at the theater. There is only one showing Thursday in my podunk little town, and it's at like 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Like, really? and then in the weekend, there's a bunch of them, but a lot of them are 3D, and I don't give a shit about that, and... it's probably going to be a madhouse then, and I have other things to do.
Yeah.
But
we probably will have seen it by the next time we record, so maybe we'll do
Jen's
another...
Jen's probably going to go with a bunch of people in Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
I think they have plans to do that. I don't know exactly when she's arriving.
So maybe after our guest episode, we can do another spoiler episode... and that'll be lots of fun, and we'll be able to go like, oh, I was right, or, oh, I was so wrong. So,
or we'll still be trying to make sense of it, head scratching weeks later.
Yeah,
so I gotta watch it another time.
What?
What?
Yeah. So if our listeners have any ideas of their own of what's gonna be happening, because I believe this show will be coming out before Thursday, you can chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com. or giving us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at Geek Girls. And we'll see who's right and who's wrong and who bites it. So, Amber, what are you most anticipating coming up?
Endgame.
Well, yeah.
And Game of Thrones, because somebody's going to bite it there too, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who. More interesting discussions to go on there. Tomorrow is that new coffee shop that I've been talking about that's opening where I'm going to have my stuff. There it is. They're having a vendor event tomorrow, and my husband Rob's going to play some guitar and sing for us, and I get to meet all the other vendors and drink coffee and check out the new situation before their grand opening. So it's a really nice thing. They're going to let us sample the pastries and drink the coffee and hang out with all the other crafters in town that are setting up there. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And next week, trivia.
Is it any sort of theme this time, or is it just
pop
trivia?
Culture.
Pop culture.
Pop culture.
I would do real bad at that.
You know, right? I don't understand. Like, I've run into that before where there's pop culture categories when I go to a trivia to play, and people think I'm going to get it because I'm, like, a nerd, and, like, I guess that's taken over so much pop culture, but it's never that stuff. Like, no.
No.
If it's comics and specifically nerd things or tech, I'm your girl, or literature, you know, but pop culture is always some kind of, I don't know,
yeah,
music stuff I don't memorize. Or fashion things,
yeah,
I don't
or
fucking care about.
Who was on the cover of Time magazine in 1993? I don't know. I don't know. So, for me, it is also Endgame and Battle for Winterfell, and more Lab Week. I'm going to see what other swag I get and see if I can finish the office-wide scavenger hunt. I'm on clue 7 of 10, ooh, and it's only Tuesday, so hooray.
Do you know what the prize is for that?
I don't, but there have been rumors that last year they gave out extra days off.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They can't do that 1 year and then not the next year. That would be a dick move. Like, the only way to top that is just an outright bonus, I think.
Yeah, but... So that is coming up for me.
And what's coming up for Jen is Vegas. I'm sure we're going to hear all about it.
Yep, we'll just let her chatter for like 20 minutes about Vegas.
And everybody send your good vibes. Maybe she'll win the Overwatch tournament.
Woo!
So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on, we are changing to, I believe, Sundays, but Linda and I may do a show next Tuesday before we switch to the following Sunday. Not quite sure. Keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook for updates.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
We'll let you know. In addition to the subs and bits we get on Twitch, we're supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch. Please do that. Give us Jeff Bezos money.
Yes, we will take it.
It's the right thing to do.
You can also leave us a review. Doing so is free. You can do it on any of your podcast catchers. It helps our rankings, which helps people find us, which is great. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help us spread the word there. So where can we find you on the interwebs, Ember?
I can be found at 9 of 12, that's NINEOF12, on Twitter and Twitch, and on the Heresy and Hearsay and Trust Your Cape podcast.
And The Djinn can be found at The Djinn Says on Twitter, streaming on twitch.tv/TheDjinnPlays. You can find everything that she has at TheDjinnSays.com because she owns that domain, as she should. You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
Gotta do this.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.